KSA Radio News with Wendy King.
Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky has revealed he will vote in favor of a House resolution blocking President Trump's declaration of a national emergency. GOP Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana tells CNN's State of the Union that the president's action was not his preferred choice.
Unlike some of my colleagues, I don't think that the president doing this is going to end Western order. The sun will come up the next morning. I do think he is probably rethinking the situation. As I understand it, he has the ability without resorting to a national emergency.
The Senate will vote on the measure later this month. The U.S. and South Korea are ending their joint military exercises in a diplomatic nod to North Korea. The Pentagon says the allies agreed to maintain military readiness with brand new command post exercises. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Congressional Democrats are moving ahead and gathering evidence to support various probes into what they say might be illegal activities of the Trump administration. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler tells ABC,
"We've seen abuses of power and obstruction of justice, threats to the Mueller investigation, threats to witnesses. All of these have to be investigated."
In a speech on Saturday, the president mocked the Democrats' investigations. President Trump's former personal attorney Michael Cohen resumes his closed-door testimony before the House Intelligence Committee on Wednesday. This will be Cohen's fourth day of questioning before both House and Senate committees. His testimony so far has led members of Congress to pursue other witnesses from the Trump Organization, including Felix Sater. Cohen named him during his open testimony before the House Oversight Committee, saying that he worked with him on efforts to build a Trump property in Moscow. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Much of the northeastern U.S. will continue to experience a wintry mix of rain and sleet, while some areas could receive up to a foot of snow. John Clemens reports.
Forecasters believe sections of the Ohio Valley to western and northern Pennsylvania, the middle of New York State, and northwestern New England could get the heaviest snowfall. Bob Larson with AccuWeather tells us elsewhere on Sunday it'll be a wintry mix.
That's on the north and northwest side of the storm system. On the south side, it'll be rain and in some cases thunderstorms, and in between, a narrow but very important zone of freezing rain and sleet.
That is Bob Larson with AccuWeather. I'm John Clemens.
A Motown legend will be immortalized on a postage stamp. USA's Chris Barnes delivers the details.
The U.S. Postal Service will release a stamp honoring Marvin Gaye on April 2nd. On what would have been his 80th birthday. It's part of the Postal Service's Music Icon series, designed to look like a record sleeve inspired by historic photographs. Gay was known for this song, What's Going On, and Let's Get It On, among many, many others. He was fatally shot by his father in 1984. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.